business travel and subsistence. This is one of the most difficult areas for employers and their advisors to cope with. The main HMRC guidance can be found in the booklet 490, Employee Travel, a Tax and NIC's Guide for Employers, which has lots of examples to help explain the complex rules. The general rule on business travel and subsistence is in Section 336 of ITPA 2003. It's that a deduction from earnings is allowed for an amount if, first of all, the employee is obliged to incur and pay the expense as a holder of the employment. And then secondly, the amount is incurred wholly, exclusively, and necessarily in the performance of the duties of the employment. You need to recognise these hoops that have to be jumped through to satisfy the legislation, including obliged to incur and pay, which means that you cannot reimburse a notional cost that hasn't been incurred and paid, and I'll come back to that. That sometimes happens when an employee has a season ticket and claims the cost of a business journey where the season ticket is used. The point is that you cannot claim for a cost that you haven't incurred, wholly, exclusively, and necessarily in the performance of the duties of the employment. Employees are entitled to tax relief for the full cost of business travel and subsistence expenses that they are obliged to incur when travelling in the performance of the duties. And since April 1998, they can also claim the cost of travelling to or from a place they have to attend in the performance of the duties. Tax relief by deduction is available to cover the full cost of all necessarily incurred qualifying travelling and subsistence expenses when the employee is travelling between a permanent workplace and a temporary workplace, when employees travelling between home and a temporary workplace, and when travelling between temporary workplaces. Qualifying travelling expenses are the amounts necessarily expended on travelling, such as airfares, train, bus fares, etc. The expenses attributable to the travelling, such as hotels, subsistence, car parking, tolls, taxis, car hire, etc. The costs that are not the costs of ordinary commuting. It is important to understand and recognise the difference between the allowable cost of travelling on qualifying journeys and the non-allowable costs of ordinary commuting journeys.